I don't like attention. I do love it though. I love feeling like I'm gorgeous enough, sexy enough, intriguing enough to be looked at. Now, is that what the people are actually thinking when their stare stop on me for a millisecond? Probably not, but it's fun to pretend. I start thinking about all of the reason why they would be looking at me. Is it because of my tie, tank top, calling over eyeballs to my torso? Is it because of the face that I wear, the one that looks deep in thought? Oh, is it because I'm definitely not overthinking it? Is it because I'm definitely looking cool, calm, and casual? And definitely not super tense up and holding my breath and stress? Okay. That last one made me want a mental reset. All right. At this point of my weekly ritual, I would usually be chastising myself. There goes the inner critic coming in hot. How could you think that? How could you put thoughts into this other people's head? What's the point? You'll never actually know what they are thinking. Why think about it now? To myself, I say, why the fuck not? Let's be real here. I'm what the kids call a coward. Actually, I think the kids would more likely call me a little baby bitch, but that's beside the point. And there's no way in hell I can toss a kiss and a wing to the clearly bisexual barista. Her bright pink hair is intoxicating, to be sure, but there's not enough chutzpah in my body to flirt harmlessly or otherwise. So, in light of those personal shortcomings, I have decided to settle on what I can do because it's nice to feel good about myself and it's nice to dress up every once in a while to go out with the purpose of being hot. I want to feel desire, and sometimes that looks like putting on a tank top, sitting at a coffee shop and reading a book. Sometimes it looks like leaning back on my chair, sitting on the front patio of the shop, people watching and pretending not to notice the eyes. The eyes. The weight of a stare hangs heavy. It presses down on my chest like a weight blanket. The feeling lingers for far longer than their actual look did, but it still feels nice to hold on to. It's so fun to think about how out of everyone here, I'm the only one who knows how slutty I am. I'm the only one who knows how horny and butter I'm getting while sitting in this chair. I position my book well so that I can help control myself as I feel the heat travel up my stomach and up to my face. And what was my brain doing? Well, I involuntarily reveal my needs for pleasure to the world. It was feeding me the highlight reel of horniest thoughts I had on file. Man, I'm not making it easy on myself. But me, turning a little red while a beautiful spring afternoon had a sun shining down on all of us. That's completely normal. And to be reading a book, well, then nobody can expect anything different. It's completely fair to be in the emotional throes of a good book. And with that routine of mental gymnastics out of the way, I settle down in my chair. My legs are slightly parted as I take stock of my surrounding. I can feel my breath slow as I take in all the different people around me. Nobody would guess that the quiet bookworm in the corner was actually thinking about sex the entire time they were reading. Nobody around knows about the horny thoughts racing through my brain. Nobody has found out about the incognito slut. And I'd like to keep it that way.